Chapter 2. Before going to the hotel for a press conference, Jack Hatfield walked around the park atop Russian Hill, the prime real estate location in the Gilded City. As he did, he wondered about exclusion, how the uber-liberal city leaders excluded all but their sycophants from any and all recognition. Jack had long ago accepted his status as an outcast, and wore it as a measure of pride in a corrupt and soulless place. The top families were filled with whores, thieves, drug addicts, alcoholics, and sex maniacs. Of course, there was the Petty family, living off the old man's oil fortune while espousing green nonsense, cashing in on fraudulent solar contracts. Then there were the two politicians, one whose husband did deals with China that crossed the borderline of treason, and the other whose husband and son did land deals that violated zoning codes while appearing on the boards of other green groups. Then there was Mr. Berkowitz, one of the chief donors to socialist causes, the single largest recipient being the ACLU. His money was made by selling his savings and loan chain to a major bank just before the housing crash of 08. He made billions, while the bank that bought his junk mortgages went under. Jack could only ask how a city, let alone a nation, could survive with such abject thieves running the show. Yet, of the many species of liars Jack Hatfield dealt with, no one topped a CEO. This was not because they were particularly skilled at lying. Their techniques were obvious and predictable. Deny, deny, deny. Jack's interest was entirely philosophical. He wondered if, having renounced their moral compass as they climbed the corporate ladder, they could no longer distinguish between truth and falsehood. He suspected that they believed every word they spoke was the truth. Not that all CEOs were liars. It was just that he had personally dealt with quite a few, those who had appeared on his cable TV series Truth Tellers, and those who had pressured the station to cancel his controversial show because of a hypothetical question. If it came down to it, would you rather see 100 million of us killed or kill 100 million Muslims?